From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. New York City's mayor has banned all travel as a major snowstorm lashes the U.S. East Coast. The travel ban was imposed on New York and its suburbs Saturday, with authorities effectively shutting down America's most populous city. Mayor Bill de Blasio said that residents need to stay indoors during an historic snowstorm.
It's very important that people clear the roads so sanitation can do its work and get this city back on its feet over the next day or two. Of course, we need our roads clear for our first responders.
Bus service and above-ground subways have been suspended. All Broadway performances have been canceled, and the bridges and tunnels shut down. Meanwhile, New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo imposed a ban on all local and state roads across the city of 8.4 million residents, Long Island, and crossings west to New Jersey. The winter storm known as Jonas seriously impacted the mid-Atlantic and northeast region Saturday afternoon. Nearly 60 centimeters of snow blanketed the Washington, D.C. area. Another 8 hours or so of snow is forecast. With snow forecast to continue until the early hours of Sunday, weather services have predicted the storm could bring snowfall to rival the biggest blizzards on record. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the parties to the International Syria Support Group have what he called clarity on how to proceed with the initial steps toward a political solution in Syria. Speaking in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Kerry said there was agreement that the group would meet immediately after the first round of UN-led Syria talks, which are planned for next week in Geneva. This is VOA News. Vice President Joe Biden has stressed the strategic importance of Turkey following a meeting with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu in Istanbul. As Dorian Jones reports, Biden said both countries made progress on a number of issues.
The Syrian conflict and the war against Islamic State, or Daesh as it's called, topped the agenda of talks between Vice President Biden and Prime Minister Davutoğlu. The meeting comes ahead of next week's scheduled Syrian peace talks in Vienna. Biden, addressing reporters with Davutoğlu, stressed that diplomacy is not the only option for Washington in resolving the situation in Syria.
We do know that it would be better if we could reach a political solution, but we are prepared. We're prepared, if that's not possible, to have a military solution to this operation and taking out Daesh.
Ankara has been pressing Washington to intervene militarily in the conflict. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Approximately 200 refugees stormed the northern French port of Calais on Saturday, with about 50 of them boarding the Spirit of Britain ferry. A spokeswoman for the ferry's operator said the migrants were not able to get inside the vessel from an external deck because the staff locked the doors. She said some of the refugees left the boat voluntarily and that the rest would be removed by police. The incident followed a demonstration of about 2,000 people in Calais in support of migrants. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is calling for closer economic and security ties with China, saying that Iran has never trusted the West. Khamenei told China's President Xi Jinping during a meeting Saturday that Tehran was seeking to expand ties with what he called more independent countries like China. Xi is the first head of state of a six-country bloc that negotiated a nuclear deal that led to the lifting of international sanctions against Tehran to meet with Khamenei. He met with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani earlier in the day at the president's residence. The two leaders oversaw the signing of 17 agreements aimed at expanding diplomatic and economic cooperation. An American student detained in North Korea for alleged anti-state activities is being described by his fellow travelers as a typical tourist. Pyongyang announced Friday that it had detained Otto Warmbier, a University of Virginia undergrad student, for unspecified hostile acts. It said it was conducting an investigation. The 21-year-old Warmbier had entered Pyongyang with the China-based Young Pioneers Tour Company, which regularly takes foreigners to the isolated nation. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.